The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. Thank you, Joe Kelly, for that disclaimer, by the way. Welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and I preach my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Burleycorn, Nicotine and the Temptations of Eve. That's for all you rhinos in Washington. Hey, we'll talk about how Mitch the Bitch got his butt kicked in D.C., trying to do a hotline on this JCPA bill. Yeah, well, first we got to tell you what's going on at the Power Mall. Today's the last day to place your order by phone. We have decided to extend the cyber sale until the end of the week. That would be today. Whoa. You spend $75 and get 15% off your order. No code is necessary at checkout. We've already put it there. We've already got the Winter Wellness Bundle. We've told you about that. It's by OptiVita. You get two boxes of silver lozenges. Swear by them. They're really good. Vitamin C, vitamin D, which I got a story on that. As a matter of fact, now they're saying that, hey, it's great for stopping and preventing you from getting COVID by taking C and D3, right? The retail bundle, $70.90. The sale price, $53. Now, to get to the $75 to get 15% off your order, see, this is like getting a little perk on top of, and you can help complete the Winter Wellness Bundle by adding a 24 part per million silver gel and the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million, which I have. And, of course, for those of you watching the reruns on Brighteon and Rumble, I'm holding up a glass of water right here with the OptiVita Silver Liquid 10 part per million in it. And I drink that during the show, which is why I'm in tip-top shape. And, of course, for those of you who like to read the Power Mall catalog, we have them available in readable form. If you want one by mail, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829. And we're now taking orders as well for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food and Seeds. You can call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. You order through us, but the orders will be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest. You're not going to be disappointed. I'm not. I've been fixing them. These are the kinds of staples that you need to exist in high stress situations. We hope you never have to use them, but you know me, I got to try them out so we know exactly what's going on when we absolutely have to use them. And I've tried them in the broccoli cheddar. Man, oh man, oh man, that soup is something else, except I used one less cup of water. Because the other food companies out there, when I'm testing the viability of the recipes, I find that they've got too much water in it, and the thing turns into real soupy soup. And basically, it's just like cheese floating on top of water. Blech. Yeah, nobody likes that. That's why I say test these things out and look at the viability, because a lot of them, you know, their manufacturers just put the same recipe on the outside of the package. And I always say it's better to use less water up front than overdose it, and then you regret it because you can't take the water away. So use less. That way you don't have to sit there and thicken it with cornstarch, which not exactly great for you. The seeds, however, are heirloom. And I always carry a bucket of the seeds with me right here. Heaven's Harvest seeds right here. I'm showing you for those of you on Rumble and Brighteon. They come in a 2-gallon bucket. And I mean, they are loaded with seeds, all sorts of garden varieties of heirloom seeds. Once again, thepowermall.com is where you go to order. And of course, the Power Mall newsletter is separate from the Power Hour daily email blast. And you can sign up for the Power Mall newsletter to ensure you get informed about new product and sale updates by going to thepowermall.com or email us or call us, and we can get you signed up. Contact us at support@thepowermall.com, or If you want to talk to Power Hour Jay or Linda, whoever answers that phone, it's 877-817-9829. And we'll hook you up. Now, for those of you listening to 13.845, we are not getting rid of the other 7.490 shortwave frequency. But if you're listening to the Power Hour on shortwave, please consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending us a donation, because we're going to be ending that shortwave frequency at 13.845 at the end of the year if we don't get listener support. So you've got to let us know at support@thepowerhour.com. Call 877-817-9829 to make a donation. I mean, it costs thousands of dollars a month to run this frequency. And I tell you what, it's not affordable right now. Economy's tightening up. I don't care what DC says. They can sit there and pat themselves on the back. And the only reason we know they're doing it is because they want to get reelected, the fools. So here's the thing. You know, you want to stay informed? That's great. There are several other ways to listen to us. ThePowerHour.com. Click listen now, and it'll come up. You can listen by phone. You can listen to the repeat on shortwave 7.490. You can listen to the repeat on our archives at thepowerhour.com. So, I mean, there's several ways that you can listen to the show. We don't want you to miss out. If you want to listen live without shortwave, the best way is via internet, or you can use your cell phone if you don't have internet and just dial up thepowerhour.com and use your little keypad there to get yourself into listen now mode. And if you want the newsletter to follow what's going on, to listen to the archives, you text Power Hour at 22828 to join the Power Hour newsletter. That is simple. Today, we have Susan Smith-Jones joining us for the end of the month. Actually, it should have been the end of last month, but since this is the Friday following all the November holiday season, we're going to go ahead and get Susan Smith-Jones on here. We're going to talk about weight gain, fatigue, or depression with lots of practical and helpful tips, how to beef up your metabolism, what to do about not gorging yourself. Yeah, you did it in Thanksgiving, didn't you? You got the L-tryptophan buzz. I know. I took it easy. I had one plate, and I did not overload. I don't know what it is about that L-tryptophan buzz from the bird. I just don't get it. I love stuffing. It's bread, you know? It's got gluten. I love stuffing. It's like once a year I splurge and do the stuff. Well, you know, we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk. We got all sorts of talking points we're going to cover in the next hour. And it's all about helping. It's all about solutions. It's about your health. This is what's important. If anything, what's important is the new year, and don't wait till then to do the resolution. Order the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle and just start taking that and just stay healthy so you can continue to listen to the show. In world news, and there is a little bit of it here, France is going to be looking to import energy from Britain and others as winter power cuts are looming. What do you think's going to happen? You know, we got continuing failures with the French nuclear reactor fleet, which is currently running at about half capacity right now. There's going to be at least a few days during the winter, which the red alert signaling potential cuts will be in effect. Yeah. So what happens if you live in a house? Now, most of the houses in France are built for the weather, right? But what happens if you're without electricity for 24 to 48 hours and you have all of what little air exchange there is from the outside air to the inside air, and there is a blizzard going on and the temperatures dip below freezing, which they commonly do in those latitudes in Europe, all right? So what happens then when you're in your house and all of a sudden the electric goes off? And you think, wonder when it's going to come back on again, and you don't have a fireplace, and or the entire family is sleeping in front of the fireplace, and then you've got the issue with the possibility of busted pipes. I asked the people of Texas what they went through in February of 21. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had more than rolling blackouts. ERCOT was pulling a whole bunch of boners over here in the Lone Star State. And they, of course, got chewed out for it. And they're nonprofit. You can't hurt us. We're nonprofit. You're right. Yeah. Bob Hall, senator from Dallas, told me a few things about what they did to make sure that ERCOT wasn't going to do that again. Yeah, you see, the legislature steps in and then they rain holy hellfire and brimstone, right? Rough, a gigantic British gas storage facility in the North Sea, which the government allowed to go to the wall in 2017, is now being gradually brought back to life as the energy crisis bites. Wow. The gas storage site Rough had accounted for an astonishing 70% of Britain's relatively unimpressive gas storage capacity at the time of its closure. Of course, that was all because of the Green New Deal. Yeah. And now everybody's saying, oh, too late. Foolish decision to close Britain's biggest gas storage site. It's now been reversed. Why? Because of the crisis, the energy crisis that's going on. Because all these fools that think that they can exist on the Green New Deal are now looking at facing, you know, here's the thing. When you get thousands of people without power, without heat, and you, like in Ireland, say that you can't burn peat, and you have no way of heating your home, what do you think these people are going to do? They're going to get upset. And when they get upset, things happen. It happens. You can substitute the expletive for it happens. And it might not be pleasant, especially for the people in government that are sitting there telling them, you can't burn peat. Hey, but we can, Melassie. We're going to burn all the peat we want to burn. I'd like to see you come and try and take it away. Hey, hey, hey. You got to love the look of the Irish. They're going to find a way to fight back. They fought back against the digital currency trying to infiltrate their banking system. Yeah, they ran in there and started pulling their money out and closing their bank accounts and freaking the banks out and screaming bloody murder at the tellers and at the bank managers and telling them, look, here's the way it's going to work. We're pulling all our cash out. We're going to run on your bank and we're going to shut it down. The banks go, okay, we're not going to do the digital currency then. All right, that's better. You see, you got to learn to say no. That's what they did. So you see, now everybody is now, you know, it's crazy how the utility crisis is looming in Europe, where the winters are colder than they are in most of the U.S. And they're trying to push this Green New Deal here. In Germany, they banned farmers in one of the federal states from properly fertilizing large swaths of land at the behest of the EU's green agenda. Yep, North Rhine-Westphalia. Large swaths of farmland there have been greatly restricted from the use of nitrate fertilizers. And of course, farmers are pissed. It's going to drastically reduce yields. And you see, it's all about Ukraine again, isn't it? The Trilateral Commission, according to Zero Hedge, is reporting that during a video address this week, Volodymyr Zelensky, you know, the wannabe porn star, estimated it's going to cost more than $1 trillion to rebuild the country following the Russian assault. Yeah, he kind of left out the fact that over 100,000 Ukrainian citizens are dead who tried to fight the Russians. And of course, the thing is, the Trilateral Commission, your friends and mine. Yeah. This is the Center for Strategic Studies think tank, of which Carla Hills, Melody Hobson, John Hess, Henry Kissinger, Joseph Nye, Francis Townsend, notably the former Speaker of the U.S. House, Paul Ryan, is also a trustee. Not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but he is a trustee of the Center for Strategic Studies think tank. Yeah, they all think that we need to give Ukraine another $1 trillion. Help rebuild it, really. What's the rest of Europe going to give them? You're going to give away $1 trillion of our tax money, and how are you going to funnel it back through here to give it to our dirty politicians? How are you going to do that if FTX is under and he's being prosecuted? I can't believe somebody would be so moronic as to get on camera
I messed up.
And I'm using the word messed up instead of effed up, which is what he said. You got to love the stupidity of these people. And the UN, you want to talk about a slap in the face to Israel? The UN General Assembly this week passed a resolution to characterize the founding of the modern state of Israel in 1948 as a catastrophe in what has been heralded as a major victory for pro-Palestinian activists. The word Nakba, which means catastrophe or disaster in Arabic, was also a term coined by the Palestinians to commemorate the Jewish state's founding. I have another translation for the word Nakba. It's called snafu. You gotta love that. Darlene in Indiana, how are you? How's my favorite farm girl?
Pretty good. I want to say thank you to Sherry. I've got that book. The other thing is I don't do all that stuff because I'm allergic to radiation.
Well, aren't most of us?
I think so, but that's my excuse when AT&T says I need to go cellular, and I say, no, I'm allergic to radiation. I'm going to go to CB before I go to that. But anyhow.
Hey, here are you. There you go. Breaker, breaker, good buddy.
That's right. Although it's not much like that anymore. Nobody's using it. But anyhow, the Weston A. Price Foundation has got a brochure, The Myths and Truths About COVID-19. That's very good, and it matches what Sherry was mentioning about her feelings inside the city, you know, because I got the same problem she has.
Interesting.
I volunteer at the courthouse, and in 3 hours I become a witch, or what's that other word for match goes with witch?
I get it.
But I can come out here and work all day, and I've got no problem, you know. But on the back, it's COVID-19 and the 5G connection is on the back part. And it is the biology of COVID-19 and radiation injury, which is what your guest talked about last, I think, yesterday. And it's just amazing to see all this stuff in print.
Well, it is. And if here's the thing. We're talking about EMF yesterday, and I think that's exactly what you do, because when you drive into the city, especially into places that have high electricity consumption, like these courthouses you're talking about do, and you're standing there in the middle of it, you're being exposed to all that EMF. So I'm with you. I'm on the same page.
Yeah, I've got no problem. I've been convinced for years. The other thing is, I found this in that 180 book about guns. And I hand this little sheet out now. And the quote is, "With guns in the hands of the public, there will be tragedies. But without them, there will be genocides."
Thank you.
And
wisdom.
I think that needs to get out.
Thank you.
Anon, Anon is. I'm not sure what Anon is, but that's whoever did it.
Oh, that would be anonymous, yeah. Yeah, that would be anonymous.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That's what that means. See, I learned something today, which I needed to do because I didn't get off my butt and look it up.
Well, it was a good point, though.
But no, I'm handing it out to all the guys, you know. the women,
okay.
I don't know.
I know a lot of women out there that are locked and loaded.
I know, but we got a few here that are just a little too, you know, the smartphone's got their brain, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
You know?
I had that experience last night.
I don't associate with them too much. I know that group. I just, you know, I ran into a couple women at the farm store the other day. Were pretty cool. I was very impressed. But,
they're not all asleep.
No. They got some health problems and stuff. So we had a good conversation. It's just the food, you know, and that's what I was trying to tell them. And then the one girl knew supplements, and, you know, I told her that. Because that guy's exactly right about it. You keep your minerals up. I mean, I've been doing that out here forever. You know, and that's why I'm not on meds. Because I do it too, you know. But and the minerals, that's where it's at. And if the plant doesn't have the right minerals, it will uptake whatever it has to.
There you go.
That includes glyphosate, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So everybody's got to mineralize, you know, and whatever he's doing is, I've heard of bladder work and all that stuff. But, you know, just kelp. Even if you've got food storage, and I really don't know what the quality of nutrition is in food storage. I've never really seen a sheet on it ever in 20-some years. Get a 50-pound bag of kelp from probably Iceland or the East Coast, because you don't want Fukushima kelp. Keep that in your storage, because you just don't. I haven't had the vet out here because I feed kelp.
Yeah. Well,
but
so
everybody around me's got problems, you know, like, you know, pink eye and all this other stuff, because they say, you know, whenever I get rid of something, they say, well, what are your problems here? I says, I don't have any.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, you can either, it's like the doctor. You can either pay the doctor or you can pay supplements. Or
I'd rather not go to the doctor. I don't trust the doctor. I don't trust him. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing, because we got a genocide going now, and we haven't even lost our guns, you know?
Yeah, look what they're doing in France now, telling everybody, we're going to give you amnesty if you turn your illegal gun in. It's like,
well,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Please.
They should have a nut Muslims. I can tell you a story about Muslims butchering a cow one time I saw. You know, because everybody's scared of the Muslims, you know? So
not
the
halal.
Guys at the arbitrage, the guys at the butcher place said, darling, you want to come see something tomorrow? These guys are coming out to butcher their cow. You know, not butcher it, but slaughter it, okay? So I come out, and they all got little Kmart bags over their footsies, and they're waiting for their leader, you know, whatever that was. And the first thing they did is they put a pig in, and they were killing a pig. Not the Muslims. The guy had, you know, gets paid by commission, so he's keeping his little thing running while they're waiting for their leader. So a pig was butchered before the cow even entered the area, you know? And they didn't bless it or wash it off or do any of that crazy stuff like you would have thought with all the indoctrination we've had on Muslims. So the guy shoots the cow because they don't do the free thing anymore because they almost all got killed the one day they did it. they shoot the cow. He lets the cow out of the cage, and they all jump on the cow with their knives. And they're the ones, you know, trying to cut the jugular, and he's sawing like he's sawing a tree down. And he goes, the knife is dull. And the butcher guy picks it up and goes up and goes one slice with the same knife and got the job done.
Let me guess, so he was using the wrong side of the blade.
Well, who knows? But anyhow, you know, I just saw this and I said, this is what we're worried about.
Oh, my God. Enlightening story. I love it when the audience brings their own material, Darlene. I really do.
All right. Yeah,
well, I appreciate it.
Didn't impress me, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's a good one.
You have a good one.
Thank you, Darlene. Appreciate it. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Be safe. Bye.
You too. All right. There you have it. We're going to be coming up to the break. Remember at the beginning of the show, I was talking about Mitch the Bitch being blocked from moving media cartel bill JCPA via a little procedure called hotline. That's right. He tried to move it through the U.S. Senate. This highly controversial plan called the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, using a procedure called a hotline. Before the close of business on Thursday, at least two GOP senators, including Tom Cotton from Arkansas, objected to the effort, put a hold on the entire push to stop a bill from being passed unanimously via the hotline gimmick. Only one senator needs to object. It happened, and McConnell is out of it. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, 28 minutes after the hour. We've got the break coming up. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this. Stay with us.
And small business owners like yourself, the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
3 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Friday, December 2nd. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Welcome back to our second segment. not a whole lot in news and politics that really is worth talking about. The brouhaha continues in Arizona. An Arizona County's three-person board of supervisors certified the county election results yesterday after a court order. And after the board certification delay sparked fears that the uncertified results could flip a Republican one seat, Pima County Superior Court Judge Casey McGinley ordered the Cochise County Board, comprising of two Republicans and one Democrat, to convene yesterday and certify the results by 5 p.m. local time. The order came after the two Republicans on board expressed concern about whether the ballot tabulation machines were legal to use and proceeded to delay certification. Our small counties were just sick and tired of getting kicked around and not being respected, according to Peggy Judd, one of the Republicans, told the New York Times. That was the day the certification was due, November 28th. Judd and the Democrat board member met Thursday and voted 2-0 to certify the results. The other Republican member, Tom Crosby, did not attend the meeting. According to the Arizona Republic News, Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, threatened to certify the state results, which has to be done by December 8th, without including Cochise County's votes, which would have theoretically changed the results of the 6th congressional district race. Flipped it to a Democrat. They didn't want to risk it. See how politics works? They're willing to screw Carrie Lake and everybody else out of their just vote to get what they want. And so, Carrie Lake, the lawsuits are going to continue now that that has been, now that's happened, and the election has been certified, the results have been certified, now the lawsuits are happening because now we actually have a damage. But now you got to prove you have a damage. You can say, yeah, you didn't count all the votes, the ballots weren't properly tabulated, there was problems with the system. You know, you can go do the digging, okay? A lot of whistleblowers have come forward. Carrie Lake may have a lot of witnesses. It's going to continue to happen, and I have a feeling that, you know, December 8th, that's a deadline for a lot of things. You know, December 6th is the deadline for the runoff in Georgia. An appeals court, federal appeals court, yesterday put a stop to the special master's external review of the thousands of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The ruling comes after a panel for the 11th Circuit heard from the DOJ and the Trump's lawyers regarding the government's motion to remove U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary as special master. And of course, you know, here's what the appeals court basically said was that Cannon had no jurisdiction to exercise what's known as equitable jurisdiction or authority of the court to act in the interest of, oh, here's that word, fairness. In this scenario where an indictment hadn't been announced without showing the seizure of documents was unlawful. And meanwhile, you know, remember Bob Iger, the former CEO that just came back to Disney, and he's sitting there lamenting the entertainment giant was somehow unwillingly dragged into a political fight in the Sunshine State over the parental rights and education bill, which they called the Don't Say Gay Act. Well, Ron DeSantis had a lot to say about that. DeSantis basically just upended Mr. Iger's conversation and said, unwillingly dragged in. Hey, you're the ones who came out of the woodwork and said that you're going to fight to repeal it. You dragged yourself into the middle of this. You brought it on yourself. DeSantis, of course, made those remarks this week on Tucker Carlson. Aha. Yeah. So whine all you want, Iger. You're woke. Your whole bunch is woke. And by the way, Disney stock is dropping again, probably to its lowest point in history. Florida, meanwhile, as long as we're talking about that, has pulled $2 billion from BlackRock in the largest anti-ESG divestment. They are not putting up with this environmental, social, and governance policy. This is nonsense. Republican states have started to take a stand against this type of leftist activism and financial investing, and they're yanking their money out. But see, you know, until they start yanking out trillions collectively, will BlackRock start paying attention? Larry Fink is just what he is, was his last name. He's a Fink. And by the way, a Florida woman, meanwhile, as long as we're talking about Florida, has filed a federal lawsuit alleging, are you ready for this? This gets funnier by the minute. Kraft Heinz Foods Company misled consumers when it claimed its Velveeta shells and cheese product is ready in 3.5 minutes. Yeah, the would-be class action said the 3.5 minutes represents the time to microwave the product, which is one of four steps consumers have to take before the shells and cheese are ready to eat. Consumers also have to, A, remove the lid and cheese sauce pouch, B, add water to the cup and stir, and, after microwaving 3.5 minutes, stir in the cheese sauce. Consumers also learn the cheese sauce will thicken upon standing. Well, the deceptive claim allows the Kraft Heinz food company to charge a premium price for the product. And they say, of course, we're going to fight this vigorously against these allegations. I'd like to see it. Okay, we have evidence. We have evidence here. Here's the evidence right here. We got the box of Velveeta cheese shells. And let's take this microwave and put this in here in front of the jury. I could see this going down. This is just insanity. You got to love it. I don't know that they'll beat them up and call this frivolous or what. Amanda Ramirez of Hialeah, Florida, filed the suit in U.S. District Court in Miami-Dade in the Southern District of Florida, represented by the Wright Law Office and Sheehan and Associates. This should be funny. The Sheehan and Associates, by the way, has filed more than 400 lawsuits alleging deceptive labeling of food products. You know, maybe Ms. Ramirez, if you weren't so dependent on junk food, you know, I wonder, your family probably would be healthier. Let me guess, you got kids, and this is the only way you can take care of them in a minute's notice when they start screaming bloody murder and terrorizing your kitchen, right? George in Canada, how you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. I heard a fellow traveler that wants to get a CB. God bless her. I got one myself.
There you go. Hey, good buddy, what's happening?
And it's so good. You know, I hear boys down in the bayou in Louisiana. They're on there all the time. You can't just shut them up for 5 seconds. And considering how far away I am, I go, this ain't too bad a toy I've got. So in time of trouble, get yourself.
Yeah, they're talking like this all the time.
Well, at first I go, where are they from? I had to think about it a little bit. And then they put in the odd location there, and I go, oh, they're the Bayou Brothers. God bless them. Because that's the ultimate freedom is your CB radio to communicate with each other and not to get all that terrible radiation in your head from these darn phones. And that's a big topic, these radiation. I watched that 5G apocalypse, the extinction event, and posted it on my website. It is just chilling that stuff could just barbecue us.
George, tell everybody what your website is.
Conspiracy-cafe.com.
Okay, now tell us what you think about Elon Musk saying his Neuralink is almost ready to start implanting brain chips that no one thinks are good for society.
Well, see, that's the ultimate game plan, is he's positioning himself so that ultimately when they get to the Internet of Humans, where we're connected onto the Internet, you'll be doing that through his platform, and his new platform is Twitter. So my son figured that out for me, God bless him.
Wow.
And so he's positioned himself in there to be the neural link from you to whatever the poison technology is going to be, which is ultimately the mark of the beast because it's anti-life, anti-human, anti-God, anti-everything. And they have a big budget. I'd forgotten some things that I heard last year, and while I was searching through some other things, I came across an interview on British News with the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he was telling how big the money plate is for them to bring in this COP deal. $10 trillion. That's what they're playing with. Wow. They can buy anybody and everything and go after all the patriots left, right, and center. And they are. It's, I was listening to a video, too, about this doctor in Missouri who's being sued by the United States government.
That would be
government.
Dr. Eric Naputi. Yep.
Yeah, for $500 billion. Like, how much glue do you got to sniff?
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know, I tell you what, here's the other thing about Musk. He is now saying that, we're talking about these brain chips that they're going to put in there. They're talking about being able to put the brain implant in an outpatient procedure, which means they can have you come in, and the same day you're out, you've got a chip in your head.
Exactly.
I'm gonna tell them if they make me do it. I said, put it in my shoulder, so I have a chip on my shoulder. Ah.
Well, the horror behind this is just absolutely, completely, and totally satanic. And I was listening to this Karen Kingston as well,
right,
on Stu Peter's show about this being a nanoweapon, that it's alive and sentient. So a lot of things I said on Power Hour years ago that I read in the Bible and interpret and understand because I know where they're going with this. She's found the patents to prove it, that this is alive and sentient, and they're using you as a host to bring these other forms of life into some sort of existence here on our side of the dimensional divide. It's absolutely chilling what she has to say. Not that I don't doubt that, but I've said from day one, because I'm in Kanakistan, and gun control is a major word, from the first day they brought this out, like your other caller said, you have some tragedies when individuals hold guns, but when the government takes them, it's only leading down one path, and that's genocide.
Well, I think that they want to kill us all off. Yeah, they want to kill us all off before they get to the ones that'll say, oh, I'll take the brain implant. See, they're trying to weed out the ones that refuse the jab and the brain implant and everything else to become connected to the Internet of Bodies, which I know this is where it's going. And so, you know, when you get like what happened at COP27 with Biden just literally handing over our entire sovereignty to this group, this is, it's insane, George.
If that even was Biden, it could have been his double, and that might be something we can stand on.
It could have been.
John Kennedy did one thing before he died, too, is he empowered the senior NCOs in the U.S. military to take charge if they had to in a crisis. And I don't know if that order could still be standing in law or principle or anything like that, but he did give it. And he said, when they're corrupt, when all the generals are, you know, working for the other side, the senior NCOs can take over the military and do what has to be done. And they're a rougher, tougher lot. Aldous Huxley spoke about all this in 1962 at Berkeley, and it's archived on the Internet in an MP3 file. You can listen to it, or you can just listen to what he said. He said there will be a generation, or in a generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears. So to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution.
And nobody knows what the heck's going on. They're just being, it's being taken over by storm. Exactly right about that part. You see, because the people that don't have the guns, here's the thing that bothers me, George, and you might have some sort of conclusive idea about it, is that if we start seeing people dropping dead like flies, kill switch or no kill switch, and more Americans, according to the latest COVID statistics, that were dying in hospitals, the people that make up the majority of the COVID-19 deaths, according to even the CDC's own data, these are the ones that were vaccinated and boosted that made up most of the COVID-19 deaths in the month of August of this year. So, I mean, everything you're saying has got some validity, especially when you're looking at those who are hospitalized. But the thing is that there will come a point in time when people start dropping dead of increased cancer, because now we're seeing a lot of stage four just popping up out of nowhere. It sped up the system, sped up the metabolism, caused all sorts of health issues, irritated and exacerbated the pre-existing conditions. People are going to start dropping dead of strokes, and they're all just going to blame it on the pre-existing conditions. Oh, that's got nothing to do with the jabs, because America, you know, like the lady that went to the grocery store to get her jab, you know, it's like, well, how was it, my dear? Not bad. Yeah.
Oh, indeed, indeed. But remember, you're Americans. It is not only your right, but it is your duty. That's in the Declaration. And the only thing we have is a dereliction of duty thus far. And there'll have to be a point in suffering that you meet and greet and realize it is your duty. And the reason it is because we, the people, are the government, not those serfs and lackeys that hold office. You're the final government.
Yep.
So exercise your duty when the time comes. And you know what? After it's over, we can have a big party.
We can. With our neighbors to the
That'll
north.
That'll be the ultimate 1776 part deux.
There you go, part deux. Appreciate it, George. Thank you so much for your call.
Pleasure.
God bless you, sir. All right. And, you know, we were talking about the Biden September 12th executive order titling the National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative. Wow. Complete capitulation of our government to Big Pharma. We just talked about it right here. They want to create humanity 2.0 by changing our genetic structure. And George just eloquently pointed that out. I won't go into any more detail because we have other stuff going on in the news. And we have very few minutes to get through it all. Purely C-Caps and OptiVita Vitamin C. This is quality whole food vitamin C from thepowermall.com. Now, why am I bringing it up? Well, vitamin C, according to a recent article, is effective in treating inflammatory issues. And it's been fact-checked. Vitamin C is an essential water-soluble nutrient that evidence shows helps protect fat-soluble vitamin E in individuals with cystic fibrosis. Researchers believe the data can be extrapolated to other inflammatory conditions, as vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant, helps protect your skin from sun-related damage, and vitamin E may protect against some types of cancers. And according to CDC, if you're going to believe them, there's 13 types of cancers related to one physical conditioning, and it's getting worse. And what is that condition? Obesity. Compared to those with normal weight, the risk for several cancers increases substantially for those who are obese or overweight. I'm not going to read you the multiplication factors in each of these, but here's the kind of cancers we're talking about. Endometrial, esophageal, stomach, liver, kidney, pancreatic, colorectal, gallbladder, meningioma, breast cancer after menopause, thyroid cancer, multiple myeloma, and ovarian cancer. You're more likely to get it if there is a serious increase in your body mass index. In the energy and environment category, I love this section. Why? Because when I'm doing my research in the early morning hours, while all of you are just rising and shining, I'm finding all sorts of interesting contradictions to the Green New Deal. Yep, you thought green. You know, I think of Ghostbusters whenever they're talking about the Green New Deal. Oh, my God, he just had a dream. What was it? It's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Oh, he's green. Yeah, Switzerland is mulling bans on electric car use. Why? Amidst energy shortages. No, wait a minute. You just went out. You're a Swiss citizen, and you just bought yourself one of these high-dollar electric vehicles? And if you're just going to use it for non-essential purposes, you are banned by the government? I mean, that's what they're thinking about doing. You won't be able to just like go on a vacation or just drive to get away and go do something. Go, you know, put on your skis, put the skis on top of the electric car and go tooting down the road to the nearest ski resort. Owners of Teslas, Volts, and other electric cars in Switzerland may soon find themselves taking the bus. Oh, my God. You see, I've told you, some of this stuff is just so anecdotal. It's hysterically funny. Because now they're talking about saving electricity because they got no green way of producing it. Because the windmills and the solar panels aren't up to speed on technology. They are decades away from perfecting this to make it economical. I mean, anybody that wants to put solar on their home right now is looking at a minimum of $12,000. Minimum. And that's for a minimum amount of usage to be able to just keep your house, you know, barely running. And if you want it fully running, you're going to be spending anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000. I remember when Tesla called me and they go, "We want to do solar panels. You've got a nice house from the air. We want to do solar panels all over your roof, and it's only going to cost you $67,000. And I'm like, excuse me? And how long are the batteries going to last? And how many years do I have to pay? And so I'm dividing in the number of, and I'm like, no, the numbers don't work. I'm sorry. And your power wall has to go on the outside of the house, whereas Lion Energy's power wall can go inside the house where it's protected and people can't mess with it, especially people coming to your house to rob you of your food. What they can't see, they can't get to. Do you understand the point? My wife keeps asking me why I put the water softener in the utility room instead of outside like most people do. I said, because it gets cold and because I don't want people messing with it. Because if they can get to the water supply, they can cut you off. End of story. So, I mean, there's a reason for the season. Call me a little paranoid, but it doesn't mean I'm not being followed, right? You know the old saying, and Darlene very eloquently put in there the little thing about guns and tragedies and not having guns and genocide. We've all been told by several different people, including Patrick Wood and Alex Newman, I quoted it the other day, that if you eliminate free speech, that's when the killing starts. Those who refuse to get a brain implant put in their head outpatient with a robot. What if the robot slips and, like, screws up your head? Oh, no big deal. They just burn your carcass and give your ashes back to the family. They don't care. They know everything. You know nothing. They don't think you can take care of yourself. Isn't it wonderful how we the people, or should I say we the sheeple for most of us, the ones listening to this show are we the people, and you know what's going on. I don't have to preach to the choir when I tell people, and, you know, some people might be tuning in for the first time. You know what? Understand the thought process here. We're putting on a critical thinking cap and thinking about end result. What would be the purpose of having robotic surgery? What would be the purpose of taking away all the guns? Because then they could just come and randomly kill whoever they want because they don't like the politics they believe. They don't like the religion they practice. They don't like to be told no, so they just kill those who are telling them no. And you see, they're going to do that until they weed out everyone. I mean, even Mike Adams put on his little post today about the fact that, you know, what's going to be happening is that people are going to be put into La La Land so much and starved so much, they're going to be begging to go into FEMA camps. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the FEMA camp, folks? Yeah, you really think that they're not going to bring that Neuralink in there and start implanting chips and making people in FEMA camps work for a living? In other words, they want to take care of the elite. The elite need slaves. The elite need robots to farm their land so that they can eat while they kill off the rest of us in genocidal fashion. Does that sound just a little too? No, I'm sorry, it's not. I've talked to frontline doctors that are just like shaking their heads going, that's what this is genocide, this big pharma junk that they're doing with these jabs. It's a slow burn, you know, like a fuse. It's a slow burn. But eventually what's going to happen is people are going to start dropping dead. And of course, the government and the mainstream doctors are going to go, oh, we just died of a stroke. It's no big deal. Wasn't the jab. Right. And there you have to have, you know, and this is, again, the contradictions about people crossing our southern border not having a vaccine, international passport. Well, they're going to let them all in before they roll that out, right? Imagine what happens when they tell all the immigrants that now you have to have the jab. Imagine how that's going to work. Oh, my. Yeah. We will be back with Susan Smith-Jones after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Be right back.
PowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.